Hey, podcaster. Getting help for your podcast doesn't have to be hard, but I know sometimes it can feel like you're either Googling late at night or you're trying to hire a coach that is so expensive and you just want to know, am I doing this right? Am I doing the right things for my podcast and for my business? And this is exactly why I created the Strategize and Shine membership. This is a monthly membership designed to support you as you create a podcast that converts your listeners into leads and helps you sell more of your programs and services. This membership is packed with so many masterclasses, tools, and templates designed to help you simplify your podcast process and bring back more joy to your podcast. Plus, if you sign up now, you will get a special onboarding plus a strategy call with me to go over what your goals are for your podcast. But here's the deal. This is your last chance to lock in the current rate of $47 a month for life. As of May 1st, the price goes up to $97, and that's because this membership is packed with so much value. I would love to see you there and love to help support your podcast. Head to wildhomepodcasting.com/membership to sign up today. Sometimes when we talk about if a podcast is successful or not, it feels like it's hard to know. The metrics just aren't the same as social media or even YouTube videos for that matter. So how do we measure the success of our podcast? How do we know if it's valuable or if it's even working for us? That's what we're going to talk about today. Stay tuned. Hi there, and welcome to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm your host, Caroline Hull, a podcast strategist and CEO of Wild Home Podcasting. I've built my entire career through podcasts by sharing my experience, using strategic systems, and shining a light on the power of podcasting. If you are looking to cultivate leads for your membership, group program, or consulting services, I'm here to help you create a holistic and integrative podcast strategy that'll let your business thrive. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to Share, Strategize, and Shine. It is January 16th when I'm recording this episode, 2024, for all those future listeners. And we have been slowly easing back into our routine from a holiday off. I homeschool my kids, so getting back into what that looks like and setting ourselves up for a really great rest of the school year. And it feels like, you know, again, I think, and then this may just be part of having kids, but you blink and time has just flown by. And I can't believe it's already the middle of the month. And there's so much going on and so many amazing things that are happening, and I'm just loving this feeling of the new year. So very excited to be here and excited to be bringing this episode to you today because it's something that has been coming up in conversation a lot between me and my team, me and my clients, people I'm in mastermind. So I'm excited to dive into it. But first, I want to share the problem that we solved this week. So I think I had mentioned a couple episodes ago that I was getting more traction on Instagram. I was getting more traction in my podcast. And one of the things that I really felt was helping with that was the quantity with which I was sharing. And then right before the holidays, and I'm talking about Instagram right now, right before the holidays, those views, those likes, those all that engagement that it felt like it had, you know, been picking up momentum kind of died. And over the holidays, I started asking myself, am I sharing too much? I tried posting several times a day. I had listened to a podcast on, I think it was Amy Porterfield's podcast. She'd had somebody on who talked about how they posted multiple times a day, and this is what helped them grow their Instagram account. And I was like, oh, sweet, I can do that. Like, I'm here for it. I tried posting several times a day, and it did not work. And I was so frustrated going into the holiday break. And I posted a couple of things over the holiday break, but I didn't post every day. I didn't post multiple times a day. It was so interesting because those posts did amazing. And now I don't know if it's because we were all on break and we were surfing Instagram, we were on our phones, but it was interesting to me that posting less was actually equaling more. And so I really was asking myself, you know, am I sharing too much? Am I doing too much? And, you know, I am of the belief that, like, you shouldn't be doing things that aren't serving you. Like, I'm not going to show up everywhere if it's not actually going to be helping me grow my business. I'm not going to spend my time creating reels and posts and all these things if it's not actually helping me grow my business, right? And so I have decided to relax my schedule on Instagram, which has felt really, really good. And honestly, like, this is kind of day two or three of me relaxing my schedule a little bit. And the last two reels that I have posted have had more views than the ones did before the holiday break. So I'm really excited about that. I feel like that's a good tell that maybe posting three times a day isn't actually a really good strategy. The other thing that is really interesting about this is I didn't realize how tired I was. I was really enjoying making the content, but it was also wearing me a little thin, I think. And I do think there is a pressure that comes from trying to show up all the time and show up in a certain way. And, you know, everybody was like, you need to record more B-roll. And it felt like trying to record B-roll has been such a hard thing for me because I always feel like the angle's not right. I'm in my sweatpants. Like, I'm not cute. Like, I have all of these thoughts around it. And so it was really becoming a huge stressor for me. So I am doing away with it. I'm not going to worry so much about it. I'm going to post, I think, once a day is kind of what I'm planning on for Instagram. And then here on the podcast, so before the break, we were doing two episodes per week, which I love that pace. I actually really, really do. And I saw a lot of growth with my podcast because of it. But again, we're going back to this feeling of being burnt out, this feeling of being tired. And so I am going to pull back just a little bit. And we're going to be doing a solo episode every week. But we are going to be doing an interview twice a month. And so those will be in those weeks with the solo episodes as well. We'll see how that goes. I may modify it again, but like, it's okay to try, test, and tweak. And I know that this is going to come up again in this episode as we're going to talk, but I wanted to share that with you because I know that when we're scrolling on Instagram, we're seeing people telling us we need to be doing this, we need to be doing this, we need to be doing this. And sometimes you just got to do what works for you. And so that is the problem that I solved this week for myself. I'm feeling really good about it, and I hope you do too. Okay, today we're going to talk about how to know if your podcast is successful, right? And knowing if your podcast is working can be really hard. There are those intangible things like someone telling you that they heard a podcast episode or they heard you on an interview on another episode on somebody else's podcast, right? But when you don't have like direct money, like, there is not money that is hitting my account that came from the podcast, right? Because my podcast doesn't have sponsors. My podcast is set up to be part of my funnel for my business. So when I don't have those like cha-ching noises going off every time I post an episode, you know, it can feel like you're wasting your time. And I bet if you're listening to this episode and you have a podcast, you've thought about this before. Because I hear this a lot. Honestly, this is the number one complaint I hear from business owners, from my own clients, from people that I work with, from friends. They will say, my podcast is costing me more than it's worth. And when they say that, I always get a little tick, you know, I'm like, wait, because I don't believe that at all. It always shocks me because your podcast is this amazing, valuable piece of your funnel, right? It's this long form content. It's so much deeper and richer and filled with so much more insight and insight into you and who you are than you could get anywhere else, I truly believe, even on Instagram. You know, I saw something today. Somebody was, can't even remember what it was. So if I find it, I'll reference it in the show notes. But I saw something today and they were talking about why podcasts are so unique. And it's that they are like this off the cuff, you sit down in front of a microphone, you record in a way that is different than YouTube, in a way that is different than Instagram, than any other medium, right? Like this is literally open and go. It can be open and go for a lot of people. And it's a way for people to really get to know you intimately. And I feel like, and again, in a way that's very different from YouTube, which is usually edited and curated, and Instagram is so like a highlight reel. And so it really is this amazing, valuable piece of getting to know you, of long form content and a piece of your funnel. But therein lies the problem, right? Because when we look at a podcast the same way we look at our Instagram account or even our YouTube account, we get in trouble. Those platforms behave so, so differently than a podcast, and it's really hard to compare. You know, when we talk about followers or subscribers, you can go on Instagram, you can see how many followers you have, and a lot of people equate value to the number of followers they have, right? So they think if I have 10 million followers, I'll get a bunch more sales. They think if I have a million viewers on YouTube, they're all going to click my link, which is a whole other conversation about how we value our audiences in these online spaces. Because, you know, when it all boils down to it, right, the most valuable audience we have is probably our email list, right? And how we get people to that email list can oftentimes be our podcast. You see where I'm going with this? But it really is different when we measure, right? And I'm talking about analytics, and I'm talking about money and value. When we measure things, they do measure a little bit differently than Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, whatever, you name it. But how do we measure the success of our podcast if it's different, right? And so I really want to dive into this today, because I think that as the podcast world is shifting, this question is going to come up more and more and more and more. Because, you know, now we're wondering, and I know a lot of you are, I know some of my clients are, I know people that I work with are, people in the membership, they're saying, is it worth it to hire somebody to help me with my podcast? Is it worth it to put more time and energy into my podcast? And I really hope that today, this episode can help you answer some of those questions, okay? So when we start thinking about this, we have to start with our goals. You have to know what the purpose of your podcast is, and you have to be specific. Like, you have to dig deep and say, what do I want this podcast to help me achieve? What is it going to do for me, for my business? And you have to be very concrete with it, because this is going to define how you measure success. So for me, some goals that I want to share with you that I have for this podcast is, I hope you will listen to this podcast and join my membership. I hope that you will listen to this podcast and consider me for your next conference or speaking engagement. I hope this podcast, you will listen to it and you will want me to come talk to your membership, right? So like, I have very specific goals that revolve around visibility and my membership. And so I approach everything that I do with my podcast from this perspective, because these are the things that I am thinking about. These are the things that I'm measuring. And these are the things that I'm hoping to achieve with my podcast, okay? And so, you know, the thing is we have to think about our podcast differently. This isn't a post in stories and people get the link and they click, right? This is about nurturing. So this really is about bringing people into our world and having them get to know us in a way that is so different than anywhere else. This is about warming our, heating up, I don't know, our already warm leads, right? This is about nurturing and conversion. And so you really need to know your path. We talk about the path a lot in podcast strategy. I say path, another really great word for this is funnel. But how are people getting from your podcast to your business? How are they getting there? What makes the most sense? What are the steps once they get there? What happens to them afterwards? You know, you have to have a funnel and clear call to actions. If you don't have these things, it's measuring is useless. Because at the end of the day, like, you can have a ton of downloads, but if you're not converting them, okay, then maybe we can start to think about the worth of our podcast, right? Or the value of it, right? And so if we want to start measuring some of this, there are a couple things that we can do. One of them is setting up landing pages for your podcast, actually being able to track, right, how people are coming to your thing. A really good example of this is if you're listening to this episode, there may have been an ad run at the beginning, and I have set up a page specifically for this podcast so that way when people go to that link, I know that they came from the podcast because that's the only place they would have heard this specific link, right? So that gives me a really good idea of how people are engaging from my podcast. And this can be done with a lot of things. This can be done with an opt-in. This could be done with a paid something. If you're offering a discount or a sale, you could do that as well and have people go to podcast-specific pages. You know, this is something that has been done for years with advertisers and sponsors. Whenever they advertise on a podcast, they will have a very specific link just for that podcast. So they know how many people are actually coming over. That's how they determine the worth and value of them paying for ads on that podcast. You need to do the same thing for yourself, right? You need to treat your podcast the same way and do the same thing for yourself. So landing pages is a really, really great place to start. And when we talk about a funnel and building a funnel for your podcast, this is a really great way to do it, is to have a landing page specifically for it. Sometimes we just need a little bit of help and a little bit of feedback on what we're working on. And that same thing applies to our podcast. I am so excited to now be offering Podcast Voxer Coaching Days. These are days where you get to actually rent my brain and start moving forward on your podcast. Just think of me as a podcast coach in your pocket for the day. To book your Podcast Voxer Coaching Day and find out a little bit more about how they work, head to wildhomepodcasting.com/Voxer. One of my other favorite things to do is to ask people how they found me. I know this seems like a no-brainer, and this kind of goes back to those intangibles, like, you know, not necessarily money, cha-ching, but like, how did you get here? How did you come into my world? When you set up an inquiry form, ask them, what made you fill out this form? Was it because you heard about it on the podcast or Instagram? What was it? Where was it, right? And this is the other thing I need you to understand is that a podcast, again, because it's a nurturing piece, right? This is something that people have to choose. They have to sit down. They have to click play. They have to listen to it. They have to find the time to listen to it, right? For me, that's a lot of times in my car on Wednesdays and Thursdays. That's when I listen to podcasts. And I can usually only get one episode in. So I usually have like something already queued up that I'm interested in. So it has to catch me. It has to be engaging. It has to be something that I need right now. But see, that in itself is qualifying me for these businesses, right? That's qualifying me. A really great example, I think I shared this on the podcast before, is I was listening to a podcast episode of a podcaster, and it was an episode, I can't even remember exactly what it was about, but I needed to hear it at that moment. It was something I was interested in and wanted to hear about. The entire episode, she talked about her membership. And I really enjoyed the podcast episode. It was really great, but I am not an ideal client. I'm not an ideal person for her membership. But I wouldn't have known that if I hadn't listened to that episode, honestly, because I've been on her sales page before and thought about it. But then I listened to the podcast episode and I knew that I was not her ideal client. So in a way, that podcast episode served as a qualifier, kind of weeding out the people you want versus the people you don't want. And it was a really great episode. Don't get me wrong. I loved her episode. I still like, I'm like thinking, you know, oh, should I be in her? But no, I'm not her ideal client. But I love her membership and I love, you know, her podcast episode. I thought it was so great. But that just gives you an example of how I'm using it as a qualifier, right? So asking people how they found you is important too. And understanding that they may listen to multiple episodes before they click the buy button. Because it's a nurturing piece. They found you. They found your podcast episodes. They're going to listen to several before they make a decision. And they're probably going to need to hear you talk about that service or program a few times before they go click on it, right? And so this is how we measure. This is how we start to think about the worth and the value of our podcast. You know, I can sit here and I can give you download numbers and say, if you're getting this many download numbers, then it's valuable. But the fact of the matter is, I have had people tell me that 200 downloads per episode was not enough for them for it to be valuable. And I have had people question if 5,000 downloads per episode is enough to make it valuable, right? It's all in the eye of the beholder. And at the end of the day, you have to decide what's important to you. If you have a podcast and this is the best way that people get to hear about you and your business and how you help people, then it's worth it. Because it's nurturing them, it's allowing them into your world, and you're in their ears. If you get 50 downloads per episode, that's 50 people that you're walking into a room that want to hear what you have to say. And here's the thing, like if you let it pod fade and don't put any real effort into it, then it's not worth it, right? If you're not consistent, you know, all those things we talk about, it's not going to be worth it because you're not going to see the return. You're not going to see the energy in, energy out kind of thing. And remember, a well thought out strategy for your podcast is going to help you convert your listeners, but you have to be willing to test, tweak, and adjust. You know, this isn't something that happens overnight, just like with Instagram. I mean, I have been on Instagram for how many years? I have 5,000 followers. I get more engagement and clients from my podcast than I do from my Instagram account. And that could be me. It could be because I'm better at podcasting than I am about than creating short form video. I don't know. But, you know, to me, the effort and the time I put into the podcast is worth it because you get to sit here and hear me talking like this. I cannot show up like this on Instagram. I have not figured out how to do it, right? And podcasting is a long game. It is a long game. I know that's frustrating for a lot of people, but it's the reality. You know, this is something that grows over time, that grows alongside your business, that helps you grow your business, that will grow as your email list grows, as your visibility grows. It will grow and it kind of works in the background for you. And it'll really serve your business if you put the effort into it, right? And this isn't ongoing effort. I mean, I'm talking about the upfront effort to make really smart choices about your content and your strategy and your goals. If you start there and make some really smart choices there, then in 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, a year, it's going to be a really great piece of marketing for your business. So is your podcast worth it? Probably. It probably absolutely is, but you just have to reframe how you approach and think about it. And don't disvalue the number of downloads you have, and don't disvalue the people who take the time to listen to you, because they are the people who are going to come and eventually buy, who are going to cheer you on, who are going to mention you to other people. And that is valuable in and of itself, right? And so I really hope this episode today helps you reframe that for yourself. And if you hear people saying podcasting isn't worth it or for it doesn't work for my business, you know, bring up some of these points to them because it probably is worth a lot more than they know. They just haven't figured out how to measure it correctly for their business. And if, you know, you're listening to this and you're struggling with knowing the value of your podcast or knowing if you have a strategy in place for it that's working, a really great step, a really wonderful place to start is to get an audit of your podcast. And these audits are where I come in, I look at everything, you fill out a questionnaire, I measure that against your goals, I look at your content, a lot of other things, and then I write up an action plan for you. And this is a really great way to get not only my eyes on your podcast, but to find out, you know, what can I do today to make some changes that can start making a difference for my podcast? And I think it's a really great thing to do if you're questioning, should I keep doing this? Is it worth it? You know, all of those things that I've talked about, because usually we can find something, more than one thing to tweak that's going to make a huge impact on how your podcast works for your business. So you can head to wildhomepodcasting.com/audit if you're interested in those. I only do a limited number of them each month. And let me know what you think about this episode. I think this is a conversation we're going to be having a lot this year about value and worth of podcasts. And I'm here for it because I think podcasts are amazing. They're so wonderful. And if it's something that you are thinking about doing for your business, there are so many benefits that are going to help your business now and in the long term. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next week with a new episode. Thank you for listening to Share, Strategize, and Shine. To give your own podcast some shine, download my free podcast guide to creating episodes for sales by heading to the link in the show notes. Be sure to leave a review and connect with me on Instagram for more podcast strategy insights. Until next time.